Welcome to the show, Caitlin Warbelow, founder of the company Toon Supply. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being here. I know you have a busy week. And I just wanted to give you a chance to introduce yourself. This is not your first interview on Juno Afternoon. It's not even the first time I've interviewed you. So many of our listeners will know your name. But would you please introduce yourself for those who do not know?
Sure. My name is Caitlin Warbelow, and I'm actually from Fairbanks originally, but I have been coming to the Alaska Folk Fest since I was 11 years old. So Juno is very close to my heart in a lot of different ways. And yes, I have been on the show a few times in person playing tunes, and I wish I could be doing that this time, but it's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. You're a professional musician, right? You've been playing live on Broadway, all kinds of things.
Yes, I play in a Broadway show in normal, non-pandemic times. Of course, Broadway has been shut down now for over a year, so that's pretty strange. We haven't really been having any live music or gigs here in New York City for a long time. So my partner Chris and I started a company called Toon Supply the day after Broadway shut down to try to help traditional musicians stay working and supported during the pandemic. So that's actually the company that is helping to bring the main stage concerts online for the Folk Fest this week.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk a lot more about that. But I'd like to hear more about Toon Supply. How did it come about? How did this idea come about after Broadway shut down? And then what's it been like getting it off the ground?
Yeah, we got the call, or I guess it was an email, at around 4 or 5 p.m. on March 12th of last year, saying that there would be no Broadway show that night. And we had 2 hours to get up to the theater and get all of our stuff, including our instruments. So we raced up there, got the instruments, came back home, and I just was pacing around the house trying to figure out what to do next, because my main concern was that traditional musicians were losing all of their gigs for St. Patrick's Day within the following week. And, you know, Broadway musicians, I guess, have a bit of a buffer or a net, whereas trad musicians often don't have any sort of financial net. And I was just thinking of my colleagues and how it was going to be really tough for them. So Chris and I threw up a website we had it off the ground by the next night, about 24 hours later. And the original idea was that you could buy a 5-minute performance from any of the 40 or so artists that we started out with on the roster. You can still do that now. That money goes to the musicians, of course, but Toon Supply has expanded greatly. So now we do a ton of online production work. We do online traditional music sessions, huge concerts, all sorts of stuff, all to the end of trying to kind of be a conduit for financial support from the community to musicians who have been out of work now for over a year.
That's quite a lot. That's a huge effort. And I'm sure it wasn't easy, especially as you were trying to probably scramble to figure out what you were going to do as well, being a professional musician whose show was abruptly shut down. So what was that experience like?
to be honest, even until today, we have not had a moment to even think about that, I have to say. It got started quickly, and it just never stopped, which is good and bad. We're both exhausted, I have to say. We did take 3 months last summer to go up to Alaska. We started in Fairbanks and then traveled around the state to do some filming and performing online. And also I spent a month in Anchorage, which I've never done before. But even that was not a vacation. It was working to get footage and recording. So, I guess in terms of my own career, it took a 90 degree turn, and it just went from there. there really hasn't been any downtime for us. We're hoping after the festival to maybe get a few days to rest. We'll see if that happens.
Well, let's talk about the Folk Festival, the Alaska Folk Festival. It's virtual this year. Toon Supply has had an enormous role in it. And I just want to say that I'm a board member of the Alaska Folk Festival. So sometimes when I say we, I mean the board. And yes. But of course, KRNN, our music station, is also broadcasting all the elements as well. So this year's Folk Festival, it kicked off last night, but the virtual main stage sets are happening starting Thursday night. Would you tell us a little bit about what Toon Supply has in store for us?
Yeah. So when we were contacted by Andrew Heist and the rest of the board to put on the main stage concerts, Chris, my partner, and I thought, well, we might get maybe 50 people submitting videos, because what we were asking of people, you know, both the Alaska community and anyone else who wanted to submit a video, was to essentially become an online performer for 5 minutes, which is what we've been doing the last year. But it is not easy. It's really not easy. And so we put together a video to teach people how to bring their performances online. And we thought, man, this is tough. We're just, I don't know if we're going to get anybody submitting. Well, we did. We got 252 people submitted performances. Now, some people were in multiple performances, and we actually offered, in collaboration with the board, of course, the ability for people to record from different places in the country or even in the world. Now, this is something like very unique to TuneSupply. We've kind of made a specialty of recording people from different places and then syncing the videos together. So it appears that people are playing together. And the cool thing is, you could be, you know, playing with a friend you haven't seen in years, which a number of people did take us up on that offer. And so I think I don't have the numbers in front of you, it's something like 15 to 20 of these remote recordings, which to me are the most special ones, because they are, they're poignant, because, you know, we can't be together to play right now. And this allows people to play together. So we had an enormous response, way bigger than we thought. And the result is going to be 3 nights of concerts that are each between 3.5 and 4 hours long.
Wow.
So it's huge.
Yeah. What was it like to sort through all those videos that were submitted by musicians from all over the place, all over Alaska?
Well, as somebody who's been coming to the festival forever, it just made my heart happy, especially at the, you know, after this year of terrible things happening to the industry and personally and all sorts of stuff. It just, some of the videos, I would just kind of start tearing up when I watch them, because it really, a lot of the people managed somehow to capture that feeling that you get when you're at the festival. There's one group in particular, Landbridge Tollbooth from Nome. We opened up their performance and I thought, oh my God, I'm in the Alaskan. I'm walking through the halls of the Alaskan. It sounded like what I hear after I finish with the concerts and I go over to have a session. So it's very hard to bring a sense of community online. That's something that we have strived to do over the last year. And I think somehow in one go, about 250 people managed to do it themselves for this festival. I'm just in awe of the community.
It's really in the spirit of Folk Fest, you know, and yes, in the tradition. Something else that was kind of interesting is that you didn't have to throw out any of the videos that were submitted.
Yes, this also is something that we are really, really in awe and surprised about. We've been working with professional musicians for the last year. Almost 300 professional musicians have been on TuneSupply. And I have to say that the professionals were not as good on average at following the directions as the people who submitted for Alaska Folk Festival. We did not have to throw out a single video, which is just unheard of in terms of video submissions. We are constantly getting after people to follow the instructions, and everybody followed the instructions, which made our lives so much easier with all those files. So thank you to everybody who did that.
That is impressive. And of course, one of the products that you gave us was a beautiful how-to video that was like incredibly, like it was very entertaining for one. It was beautifully shot and it was so easy to understand. So you really deserve some credit for making it so easy to follow the instructions in the first place.
Well, thank you. And I have to give a shout out to Louise Bicken, who is one of the musicians on our roster. She was the one who was in that video and she did make it very easy to follow the directions.
I loved it. And you guys have really also just gone above and beyond for us in all kinds of ways. So, I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers about what we're going to see on Thursday, but I know that you have asked for some additional multimedia elements that you want to incorporate into the video that I think will be really fun for fans of Folk Fest. Do you want to give us any teasers about that?
Sure. Yeah, we've been working on those all week, and every one of them I'm really excited about. We were going to come up to Juneau and film on the ground ourselves, but unfortunately we ran out of time with all the, you know, COVID restrictions. So I have sourced a bunch of local footage from local photographers and videographers, beautiful drone footage coming over the mountains. I don't want to give too much away, but at the end of each of the concerts, we have a special segment prepared that puts people in the mood of actually being in Juneau. So some of the things that you might do when you're at the Folk Fest, we have a little bit of taste of that at the very end of the videos. And then throughout, we've just got old pictures. We have all of the previous AFF posters, which will be streaming before the concert if you want to arrive a few minutes early to remind yourself of all that beautiful artwork. Yeah, lots of extra stuff thrown in. Plus, we have MCs from Juneau who are extremely entertaining, of course, as everybody probably knows from previous Folk Fest. So it's definitely multimedia, lots of people involved. It should be really fun.
It sounds like it was a real labor of love for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. This whole time I've been thinking about how much I learned from being at the Alaska Folk Fest since I was 11. I believe that I wouldn't be where I am now as a traditional musician without the, I don't want to call it training because it wasn't exactly training, but it was kind of training in how to be a musician, a traditional musician. And I got that from the Folk Fest. I have to say I'm indebted forever to the Folk Fest.
Well, the Folk Fest is indebted to you now too. So I would say we're even, we're square. You've repaid the debt in full. And I'm so excited to watch the main stage set. The first night of that is this Thursday. And you can find out all the information and where to watch, how to tune in at akfolkfest.org. I think it starts at 6:30, AKST. And you can also go into krnn.org to find out how to, if you just want to listen without watching, you can listen there. So all the information is available. And also we have a digital program that you can download. And I just want to say another thank you to you because your team helped us with that even, the graphics for the main stage program list. It looks so good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Caitlin Warbelow, and thank you so much for your time today. Lots of luck with Tune Supply. One last quick question. Will Tune Supply continue in some iteration post-pandemic?
I can't tell you how many people have been asking us that just in the last month or two. We didn't really have a plan when we started because we started 24 hours after everything shut down. I believe that at this point, Tune Supply will continue to exist. At some point, our Broadway show will start back up and we might not have 24 hours a day to work on Tune Supply. So we might have to pull it back a little bit, but our intention is to continue, especially for people who don't have access to live music, wherever they are. I think we'll continue as long as the demand is there.
Excellent. All right, Caitlin, I'll let you get back to work now. Thanks so much for this great conversation today.
Thanks for having me.
Have a nice day.